Welcome to Digital Asset News, trade the top stories in cryptocurrency and digital assets, and break them down to bite-sized pieces. Today, great stories going on, a lot of positive news. First up, Bitcoin popped to 1 million, not happening this cycle, but here's where it will land, according to analyst Josh Rager. Also, weak hands are out, and I cannot agree more. Trader who called 20K Bitcoin top is now calling the bottom, and the outcome looks super bright. Continue on, story about it's never been harder to mine Bitcoin as hash rate hits new all-time highs. And finally in the news, and no surprise, Craig Wright does not have the private keys, and Bitcoin SV drops 40%, and that's just how it goes. All right, these are in today's news, but before we get that, let's get into the scam of the day. Now, I've been reading the different comments in the comments section. I know that people don't, they appreciate it, but they want me to go faster. So here's what we're going to do. Let's try to go for 90 seconds. So here's what I did. Last two ones from yesterday, those are both wiped out. So right now we're 5 for 5. Here's a new one I found. Here's the channel name. Here's the link. Let's go right to it. Before we do that, I'm going to explain to you guys why we do this. People get scammed either because they are new or uninformed. It's our job to police the community because no one is coming to help us. You're either a sheep, a sheepdog, or a wolf. If you're a sheep, need protection. Sheepdog, they have to do the protecting, and the wolves take advantage of the sheep, essentially. So the question is, what are you? Now, people aren't dumb or greedy for getting scammed. They just need to be informed. The more people get scammed equals the less people coming into the space. And one person tells 10 and then 10 tell 100 and so on and so forth. So let's get this thing taken care of now before it becomes a huge mess later, because 2020 is going to be one of the biggest years out there for cryptocurrency digital assets. Here's the common complaint I hear. I report these scams all the time and nothing gets removed. And here's why. It's because I'm only one person, you're only one person. If we just do one type of reporting, it never gets taken care of. However, if me and you both do it, now we're two. Then they watch this video that we're putting out right now. Now we have 500, 1,000, 10,000. Can you imagine what happens when 10,000 people report a scam? It gets taken away because YouTube is finally like, that's it. We got to take this one out. Now, let's do what we're supposed to do, which is check for the CG, which is look for comments and asymmetrical giveaways. And let's downvote and report. So I'm going to copy this. This is the scam, remove ASAP. Here's the scam that I found, Ethereum 2.0. Ethereum 2.0 Foundation. What we're looking for first is, are there any comments? No comments, because they don't like comments, because we're going to say that it's a scam. Also, I will say this. This is pretty ballsy. They have swag in the bottom for their t-shirts. Unbelievable. Anyhow, so that's the first part. There's no comments. Red flag. Doesn't mean it's a scam. Just means that, hey, this is a red flag. The second thing we're looking at is asymmetrical giveaway. So we look for something like this. If you send us 0.1 Bitcoin, you'll be airdropped a half Bitcoin back. If you give us 5 Bitcoin, we're going to airdrop you 25 Bitcoin. That's not how airdrops work. You are not going to get more money than what you put in. You are not special. People are not going to send you money for free. People are not going to send you money for free. You need to get that through your head now. And if you ever have any complaints or different issues with, like, saying what is a scam, just send a comment in the comment section. I'll tell you exactly what it is. This one is definitely a scam. So what we're going to do, we're going to downvote, we're going to report, we're going to click on spam or misleading, we're going to choose one, and it's going to be scams or fraud. We're going to click next. We're going to say command V, this is a scam, remove ASAP, report, and done. That's all you got to do. If you do that, that would be fantastic. We are 5 for 5. I believe we'll be 6 for 6. And that is it for today's scam. Moving forward, I am going to be talking about this gentleman in the next video. Actually, I'm going to do a whole video about this guy. So this is, those other scams you just saw, those are just baby stuff. But this guy takes it to a next level. And I cannot believe the balls on this dude. Anyhow, let's keep going. First up, Bitcoin popped to 1 million. Not happening this cycle. Here's where it will land, according to Josh Rager. So, crypto analyst Josh Rager, or Rager, that'd be a great name, Rager, is calling out a myriad of predictions that say Bitcoin could hit anywhere from 100,000 to 1 million in a new bull cycle. Lots of analysis out there pointing from 100K to 300K to 1 million. I mean, that's just what some analysts say. I don't think it's ever going to go to a million unless we're like 30, 40 years in the future. 100K, I could see that. 250K, sure. But 1 million, I'm just not buying it right now. But he does state this, just a word of caution for some of you who wait until 100K to 100 million Bitcoin to take profits. Don't let greed get the best of you this time. I read this and I was like, is this guy talking to me? Because that's exactly what I did. I thought in the last bull run in 2017, everything was going to keep going up forever. And the sky was the limit. Well, guess what? It doesn't work like that. There's this thing called cycles. There's bull and bear. What goes up must come down. And this is why it's extremely important to have an exit strategy. Now, this is not financial advice. This is just what I'm going to do as far as an exit strategy. And you can watch that video. I have it in the playlist. It's under the bull basics, I think I called it. It just talks about how to set up a negative strategy, how to set up a limit order, how to make sure that you're mentally prepared for this bull run. Because if you're not, you could be sitting around holding bags like I did for 2 years, and you do not want to be like me. You have to learn from mistakes, but they don't have to be your mistakes. Anyhow, story goes on. He says, it's likely the top is in, whether that's 50K, 75K, or 100K. He says, if Bitcoin can break 10,350, Rager says it's game on for a new long-term rally. Breaking 10,350, in my opinion, will confirm the next big uptrend with five-digit Bitcoin for months to come. Rager is also outlining the lowest he thinks Bitcoin could drop in the weeks and months ahead. He expects $6,400 to act as a floor and highlights $10,000 as a critical line of support in a new bull phase. And I can agree with that. I'm not a big TA guy. I'm not like blockchain backer. That guy knows what he's talking about. Go follow him if you want to know TA stuff. But I mean, I see it. It seems like there's like this base level. You can just kind of feel it. Around 6,000, 6,200, 6,400, somewhere around there is where it's kind of like where Bitcoin has been bouncing around for the longest time. I mean, now we're up to $8,300 and we'll probably go up to 10,000. We will see, not financial advice, but I kind of feel and can just see it that looks like the lowest point or the support level. So moving forward, I expect it to go five digits easy and beyond. So hopefully. He goes on to say that price should stay above 10,000, on its way to a new all-time high. And, you know, if we just look at history, I mean, history can tell us a lot. And when I got in, I wish someone was there to hold my hand and say, don't be stupid, and to look at the swings, look at the history, look at the bull and bear market, look at this four-year cycle, explain to me about the Bitcoin halving. And have an exit strategy, man. I mean, geez, it's not that tough to get out. And so real quick, I put this together. Let me show you. This is what I put together called the conservative 100K. And this is just on the conservative level. There's three different levels that I looked at. This is the most conservative that I can find. And Rager, he predicts around $75,000 to $86,000 for the all-time high for this session. So if we just look at history, look, here was the first halving. The first halving of Bitcoin was November 28, 2012. Essentially what is going to happen is all the miners go, hey, on November 28th, on November 27th, everything's good. Keep working, boys. But then on the 28th, hey, I like what you're doing here, but do the same amount of work for half. That's essentially what's happening on the halving. You're working for the same amount, the same hash power, the same power output, the same price for power. And the problem is you get paid half. So that's a bummer. So from that point to essentially 1 year later, that was the date of the relative all-time high. So it went from $12.31 on November 28, 2012 to pretty much $1,000 just a year later. Wouldn't that be awesome? Put in $10 to get $1,000. That's a pretty good return. You can't beat that. That was about an 8,000% increase. Now, if we go from the first halving, the second halving, everything being equal, second halving was on July 9, 2016. A year and a half later was the all-time high. So it started at 650 on July 9th. And December 16th, the all-time high was about 20 grand. So that was about a 3,000% increase. So if we go from the first halving, 8,000%, to the second halving, it dropped by about a third. I'm not going to get into the weeds because I'm kind of lazy and I don't want to deal with all the numbers, but it's about a third. Okay, it's about a third. So if we go from the first to the second, degrees by about a third. Let's go from the second to the third. Let's say the same thing happens, which it's kind of shaping up to be. So if we go down by about a third, that's about 1,000%. The all-time high is going to be around 10 grand. The halving price when the halving hits, which is around May 2020. We're going to be about, $10,000 at that point. So if we go up 1,000%, we could hit around 100,000. So that's kind of like what I see for all the different predictions. You see like Rager's on the lower end. He's around 75,000, 86,000. Some people say 100, some people say 125. So 100,000 conservatively is a great number. If I had more money, I would dump it into Bitcoin or XRP, as you'll see in a little bit. But that's a conservative number. Now, let's take a look at what I called the Draper. Tim Draper looks at it like this. He believes it's going to be 250,000. So he's saying, okay, from the first year, or the first halving, the second halving, it did go down by about a third. But let's say this one, it goes up by about a third. Now we're looking at 4,500%. Now we're looking at a $450,000 Bitcoin. And his was around 250,000 because he has some more numbers. But this is essentially what you're looking at. 100,000, maybe 250, maybe somewhere in between, 175, who knows. But we can all agree that these numbers are going to go up. I firmly believe it. And also, if you want to take a look at, pretty good numbers, let's take a look at what will be considered fantastic as far as XRP. So same thing, first halving, same dates. It's just that the price of the halving for XRP was half a cent, and it went up to 6 cents. And then people are like, well, it's only 6 cents, who cares? That's not the point. The point is the percentages. So you're looking at about, this whole time, it went up by about 40%. 40x. That's amazing. So from the first halving, the second halving, which is in 2017, it went from 6 cents all the way to $3.40. That's an increase of 56 times. 56x. So if we can take that and extrapolate it out, so it's 340 at this all-time high in the second halving. If we go down by about a half or so, because it went from here to here, went up by about 56. So let's say just like Bitcoin, it goes down instead of up, but it goes down by half, not a third, let's say a half. You're looking at $95.20. And of course, if you're a Bitcoin maximalist, your head just exploded. I'm sorry. So let's just say, let's say half of that. Let's say it gets to, $46, $40. Heck, I'd be happy with 20 or 15, honestly. Because right now it's 20 cents. Can you imagine going from 20 cents to like $20? That's an amazing return. Just right now, it's around 20 cents. To get back to its all-time high, that's about a 17x increase. That's amazing. For Bitcoin, you're looking at 8,000. You're looking at about 2.5 times to get back to its all-time high. 2.5. That's a good gain, I suppose. But if you're looking at XRP getting back to the all-time high, if you put in a dollar and get 17, if you put in 1,000 and get 17,000, not a bad deal. So these are the numbers that I'm hoping for we will see. And if you want to look more at like an exit strategy so you don't get stuck like I am, go ahead and check that video out in the playlist. It's called Bull Run Basics. All right, moving on. Weak hands are out. Trader called 20,000 Bitcoin, top calls the bottom, and I could not agree more. This has been kind of a bad couple of years for altcoins, 2018, 2019. And I can tell you, it takes a strong hand to sit there and just watch your profits just go away. Because first of all, I wasn't smart enough to have an exit strategy. And second of all, just to sit there and go, I am not going to lose. I'm not in the game to lose money. I'm just not. So if you sell, you'll lose money. If you sit around, you got to be patient. If you missed your opportunity to do an exit, like I should have, you got to sit around with those bags. So it's time to man up and just go, okay. Like Digital Asset Investor says, he says, it's time to put on your big boy pants. And you just sit around and go, I'm not selling. I'm not selling until this stuff goes up, because you know what? I am not in the business of losing money. I will wait. Now, when this next bull run comes, I have a plan of action. I have an exit strategy. I have my limit order set. I am ready to go. I'm ready to pull the trigger. So when I hear these types of stories where they said the weak hands are out, you better believe it. If you're here listening to this and you've been around for the game for a while, you are a strong hand. If you're just getting in, congratulations. This is the best time of all time. And actually for you, it's even more important to have an exit strategy because you're gonna get caught up in the psychological factors of when everything goes up. You're gonna be just like me, like, oh, look at this going up. It'll never stop. Then you're like, what the heck just happened? We just lost like 20%. It'll go back up. What? We just lost 40%. What should I do? It'll go back up. And before you know it, you have no profits or you're wrecked. So just be aware that psychologically, that's probably one of the most important things. Get an exit strategy, set your limit orders, off we go. All right, so Brandt says the weak hands are out. First of all, I was like, well, who's Peter Brandt? I had to take a look at him. Peter Brandt is the CEO of Factor LLC, a global trading firm he founded in 80, where he trades proprietary capital, Forex futures, fixed income, blah, 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 blah. Sounds like he knows what he's doing, so I'll go with that. He's just not some guy just picking it up, writing an article. Okay, makes sense. So he states, they all now want to sit and buy a break back to $6,000 or $5,000, talking about people who are just, wanting to pick up scoops of deal. And they've missed the bottom. And during that bottom, I think you had a lot of people accumulate with strong hands, he summarized. People like you and me. We saw Bitcoin go down. We said to ourselves, this could be a great time to pick it up. Maybe we didn't pick up a full Bitcoin or a half or a quarter, but we put our money in and we dollar cost average in because we know it's going to pay off in the long run. Brandt continued, the weak hands are out, the strong hands own it. And we can go through this whole article, but it's the same thing. This is the thing I believe. If the whales were waiting to break us over these 2 years, they did a pretty good job to break most of us. And a lot of us got out of this game because we couldn't handle it. We couldn't stomach it. But if you're here right now, you're one of the few, you're one of the strong ones, you're definitely one of the 1%. So in that regard, I tip my hat to you. So if the whales are waiting to break us, they've already done it. They've already broken all they could break off. And they know that if you're here right now, you're not leaving. You're gonna stick around for the long haul. So they got to figure to themselves, well, we can't keep suppressing these prices. I truly believe that this whole space is manipulated. I just do. There's too many big players that can do it. But with whales and big players, at some point they have to take some profits. They're going to have to push that price up. And there's going to have to be a bull run because people are going to come in. And what's good for one is good for many. So I think that as prices rise, FOMO kicks in. Institutionals come in and institutional investors start to invest and put Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP, these types of investment strategies in the portfolio of their customers, it's going to go ballistic. And I can see in the next year and a half, things are going to get crazy. And that's how I see it. Anyhow, speaking of positive signs, let's take a look at the next article, which talks about hash rate. This article states it's never been harder to mine Bitcoin as hash rate hits new highs, and this is going to tie in perfectly to history. Let me show you. So this chart was compiled by a monitoring resource class Node. A new analysis of Bitcoin's historical hash rate shows that on January 7th, the mean value reached 119 quintillion hashes per second. It's best ever at the time. So everything is just going up and up and up. What's hash rate? Well, hash rate refers to the amount of computing power miners are using to validate the Bitcoin blockchain, also using to mine it to get Bitcoin so they can get paid for all their hard work and their electricity consumption. A large hash rate can also be taken as a statement of the attractiveness of mining for participants, of course. If it's not profitable, these miners do not mine because it takes a lot of electricity, a lot of money to turn those rigs on, those computer rigs on. So if it's not profitable, they're going to turn it all off. The hash rate drops down and then we see that it's a weak market. However, that's not what's happening right now. And leading up to this Bitcoin halving in May 2020, I believe you're going to see all-time highs being set all over the place for the hash rate because these people, these miners, they need to do that work. They need to mine as much as they possibly can because in June 2020, all that hard work that they do, just like the other halvings before, to a certain point, it's the same amount of money or the same amount of reward. But the day after, boom, it's like clicking a switch. You go from 12.5 Bitcoin per block to 6.25. Same amount of effort, same amount of work, same amount of electricity. You just get paid half. It's like going, hey, Jerry, you're doing a great job mopping these floors. But tomorrow, I need you to do the same work, and I can only pay half. Sounds good, boss. I'll be right there. I mean, you know, unless, well, maybe Jerry's making 6.25 Bitcoin. Who knows? But the whole thing comes down to this. Everyone knows the price is going to explode. So they want to mine all the Bitcoin they can for the next 4 months. And they're going to save up. They're going to spend those Bitcoin to ride out the storm after the halving. And they're going to pick everything up. I think the big Bitcoin miners are going to be the ones that... Oh, actually, I can't say that. Because the big Bitcoin miners, the big Bitmain and all those places, and that new one that's going to open in Texas, which I'm excited about. That's where I live, Texas. They're a big company. They're a big mining operation, but they're not as nimble as, like, say, a smaller mining operation. Because these computers, you know, Moore's Law, every 6 months, speeding computations double, and the amount of microprocessors shrink, or something like that. So all these different mining rigs that they have, they become obsolete. So if you spend $5,000 and then, like, in 6 months to a year, it's obsolete and you have to get a new one, that's a huge expense that you have to put in on top of the electricity. So maybe these smaller ones, they don't have that type of overhead and they can be more nimble and fast and make decisions and changes quicker. I don't know. But I can tell you this, I know for a fact these guys are going to mine like crazy in the next 4 months. And after that, in June, it's going to be interesting to see the hash rate. And this comes down to what I was talking about before as far as history. So remember what we talked about as far as the halving. Where are we here? So the prices, the halving prices. So let's look at November 20, 2012, then December 2nd, 2013. This is the hash rate from that same website, Glassnode Studio. So if I'm looking at around, where is it? Let's say here. November 28th is about right here. See this gold line down here? This is the mean hash rate, around 29 terahashes, whatever it is, it's a lot. So see how it's just kind of flat? It's kind of flat. Not really much going on. But then of course, a little bit of mining, then it kind of things get shut off. And all of a sudden, it starts to pick back up. And before you know it, like this little time frame here, after that first halving around November, it drops off a little bit. It goes from about 28, whatever that is, trillion, quadrillion, tera, whatever. It goes from that number, just drops off the cliff to November 30th, 21, 28, 21, 28, 24. 25, and you just kind of flatten out. And then what happens is they kind of ride out the storm, and then they just start to pick up 60, but man, it went up fast. 25, 20, 30, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, until we hit that all-time high over here around a year later. And of course, this is when everybody's going full force. I need that reward. Same thing happened last time. So again, let's take a look. This is in July 9th, 2016 to December 16th, 2017. So July 9th, 2016. That's all we really need to know. So July 9th, probably around here somewhere. Yeah. So see the mean hash rate? And really you just kind of see like this little, it leads up to this, and it kind of flattens out a little bit. And then before you know it, once they know, because they figured it out, that first halving, they knew the Bitcoin price is going to go up to the moon. So what do? They wrote it out here, this little flat area, and they wrote it out. And they're like, okay, now boys, time to turn up the machines. Before you know it, hash rates go up. They want those rewards. They want them badly, badly, badly. Because guess what happens in 2017? It's to the moon. Look at this, all the way up here. And there's the price. And I stopped on, where are we? October? So you know the next, let's take a look. Here we are in around December. Look at that hash rate. Look at the prices, 8,000. That's only 8,000, 7,000. Let's keep going. Oddly enough, price starts to dip. People still are like, you know what? We can make money. And look at this, 8,000, then it jumps up to 10,000, 11,000, and back and forth. But there's a point where these miners go, you know what, we've had enough. This is the most we're going to put out, and then they just drop it. And look what happens to the price. Because what they're doing, they're saving computational power, they're saving their rigs, they're saving money, because they know what's going to happen in the next couple of years. Another halving is going to come up, and history will repeat itself. I firmly believe it's going to happen. What is the price going to be? Can't say for sure, but I can tell you right now, it's going to be above $8,200 of whatever it is right now. Moving on. I'm not going to spend too much time on this. I don't like to beat a man when he's down. But Craig Wright, I mean, geez, please, come on. I've never read about a person who has lied so much continuously. And I know that for you Bitcoin, Satoshi Vision, SV people out there, you're going to blow up the comment section. That's fine. But you got to look at this guy. I mean, seriously. A friend of Craig Wright, whoever his partner is, sends out a tweet that says that this guy has the keys. He has this courier come to him. And the price, I mean, on a tweet, the price goes up ballistic, 135%. I mean, that is ridiculous because of that. And not only that, and you know, Craig Wright's been saying the whole time, I got the keys, I got this, I got everything, don't worry, you know, I got all this. And what happens? So if you're not familiar, Craig Wright claims that he is Satoshi Nakamoto. Satoshi Nakamoto is the person that we, or they, or whoever, created Bitcoin. He is saying he is the only Satoshi Nakamoto, and he says he can prove it because all the Bitcoin that are in Satoshi Nakamoto's accounts and wallets, he says he owns. And to move that, those Bitcoin, he needs these private keys. And for some reason, he says he couldn't get them because of this Tulip Trust. This Tulip Trust was like a blind trust that people had the keys and he can only get them doing a certain amount of things. And when it comes down to it, he got sued by one of his old business partners. Actually, it's the brother of his deceased business partner sued him for half of all his Bitcoin. And he said, yeah, you know, that's fine. I mean, I have so many. I have like a million of the 21 million. And this has been going on for, I get it, about a year now, I think, or more. And he just hasn't been able to produce them. Now, if it was me, I would be like, yes, here's the keys. Let's move on with this. I have stuff to do. But he keeps saying, yeah, I got it. And then when the time comes, I don't have it. And he keeps going back and forth and back and forth. And God, I don't even know why I spent that much time on this story. It's ridiculous. Anyhow, that's it for today's news. I want to say thanks for sticking with me through all the rants. And I will see you on the next one.